In those years, near 1817, African slaves were allowed Sundays off. On Sunday afternoons, they'd gather to dance and sing in Congo Square near the square near the French Quarter on Sunday afternoons. Hundreds gathered. The music, see, I get excited even thinking about it. The music, as the agreed-upon story of jazz is told, varied from African dances brought over and passed down, work songs, spirituals. You could hear Caribbean beats. There was quite a musical mixing going on there, and you could hear just about everything. And a friend of mine said it was like a big jam session. You get all these people together, and people are listening and thinking, that is so cool, and adding to it. And this is from architect Benjamin Latrobe, who was visiting the city in 1819. And what he said is he found the gatherings savage, but he was amazed at the sight of 500 to 600, and these are his words, unsupervised slaves who assembled for dancing. That's what he's in. He described them as ornamented with a number of tails of the smaller wild beast, with fringes, ribbons, little bells, shells, and balls, jingling and flirting about the performers' legs and arms. That sounds like our dancing. The women, one onlooker reported, wore each according to her means, the newest fashions in silk, gauze, muslin, and percale dresses, and so on. But another witness noted that clusters of onlookers, musicians, and dancers represented tribal groupings, with each nation taking their place in different parts of the square. The musicians used a range of instruments. Anyway, they danced in Congo Square in the Treme neighborhood just north of the French Quarter. What is left out of the jazz story is crucial. It's this circle, this Congo Square. It's the center. And New Orleans was built up over Houma tribal lands. The Houma is a Muscogean nation. And what most people don't know is that Congo Square, the actual place of Congo Square, was the site of a Houma Indian ceremonial ground, where stomp dance, you know, it was used for stomp dancing for ceremonies. And on that Houma ceremonial ground, you could hear music that would sound similar to this.